Welcome to Loud House Podcast, episode 15. I am your host, Dominic, and today I am here with Matthew.
Yo, what is up, guys? So depending on what platform you're looking at this on, either listening or watching, because Dom, what's going on right now?
Everything right now. I'm not even joking. Right now we have recording. We're recording for the YouTube. And then we're also, you know, the mics and everything like that for the podcast. And we have computers all over the place. We have a monitor all over the place. Yeah, we'll go ahead and start it right now.
Yeah. So, guys, right now, since I got most of this set up, right now we're running a third monitor right here where we're going to be showing videos and highlights to you. The way that's gonna look, I mean, we can search up, you know, anything, music videos and stuff like that, and we're gonna be able to be pushing content like straight to you from, you know, computer to live stream. So this is what we're all about now.
Oh yeah,
so we're gonna be using this a couple times today,
but, yeah,
you know. That's weird. You ever seen that where he puts his mouth in the camera? You ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen the
video. Look at this shit.
Very interesting. But that's Travis Scott, though.
That is Travis Scott. And then we're able to switch back to our live scene. It's going to be all smooth.
So.
We don't know if we should be looking at the camera or not.
I think we should be looking at the camera so they can see us, because there's nothing to look at for the podcast. They're just hearing our voice, mm-hmm. but we're pretty much looking at each other and then looking at the audience and pretty much like that stuff. So, but yeah, no, I'm pretty cheesy. I'm cheesing right now because this is like, you know, first time we're really trying to record it, because every time we try to record it for the podcast, it's like the battery dies or the camera is not good enough.
We are 100% right now. If something goes wrong, it's either going to be minor or we can ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we got everything. We're running visual right here.
Yeah.
And we're running audio right here.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool how we got this set up and interfacing. If y'all want to know, I'm on Streamlabs OBS and Dom is still on his Anchor app. And this video, when it comes out, won't come out on the same time as the podcast. On Spotify and on
Apple Podcasts now. I'm so happy about that, man.
That is not me. That is all him. Yeah. That's a big congratulations to Dom.
Thank you.
Apple Podcasts. He made it. He made it big.
Nah, it's just when I saw that, because like they usually send an email saying that you made it to Apple or made it to somewhere, but never saw the email for it.
Yeah.
But then I saw a recent episode with Matthew Ibarra. Or Torman Stats, you know, I saw that people were listening to us on Apple Podcasts, and I was like, hold the hell up.
Yeah, you made it.
And I was like, I started calling everybody. I called Matthew in the middle of the night. I called Alonzo in the middle of the night. I called everybody. I was like, bro, you seen this? And they're like, nah. And I was like, yeah, we're an Apple Podcast now.
Yeah, man, it's a
big leap. We already have 4 reviews, 5 stars right there. For it, so you know, keep piling up the reviews, and we'll get more, you know.
Yeah, we're also taking another big step today. It's happening pretty fast. We got the visual.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff is my equipment, but we'll probably be a lot easier pretty soon. Me and Dom and my friend Fernando are all planning to move out together, and we're gonna be having our setups together.
Man, it's
gonna
go
more in depth than that, or.
I mean, yeah, might as well. I mean, since we talked about it, I mean, it's going to be a big, big thing for us, because it's like, you know, a lot of things are going to be happening, like a new project with me and you decided we wanted to do.
Yeah, we'll be mentioning that project later on.
Yeah, we're going to mention it later on. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe Fernando, if he decides he wants to make a project with me and everything like that. But, you know, we're pretty much going to go to work, go to class. I might focus on class a little bit. I'm sorry, Dad. Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing, but you know, it's gonna be a great experience for us, because mainly, you know, I've been wanting to do this a lot more often. you know, other announcements, like, I mean, like other things that we've been planning to do that I do not want to say right now.
Yeah.
I have like a lot of other things that's going on.
We're going through a lot, guys. So we will hopefully we'll have a lot more content.
Just know if we hit a certain follower, something's happening.
Yeah.
At a certain followers, where something's happening.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I mean, Dom mentioned me earlier when, you know, if you've listened to a couple of his podcasts before, he's covering a lot of hip hop and a lot of sports. You know, MMA is a big one, and so is, you know, rap artists, local rap artists and such. And the funny thing was when you had that little encounter with Mr. Gary Vee.
Oh.
On Twitter,
yeah,
we had about 12 sports reporters / news,
yeah,
like, outlets on Twitter follow him.
Yeah,
pretty amazing.
It was the way it happened was, and maybe hopefully I can send you a screenshot and you can just pop
sure.
it up right here.
I'll probably be able to do that if you send it to me right now.
So, but yeah, no. So what I did was it was during the draft and. I'm, you know, me being me, you know, trying to get my name out there, trying to, you know that I am like a kind of a sports guru, not just I'm just MMA, I'm just football, I'm just basketball, I'm a sports guru. And I posted about, I think he was talking about a safety that they just got from the draft. And I said, you know, he's a pretty good safety. He could play cornerback. He could, you know, he could do a lot of things. Sorry, my alarm's kind of going off. But
raw, guys. Raw.
Yeah,
that's
all
the
wrong.
Point.
Yeah.
Raw, unedited. Wild shit going on.
So, but yeah, no, that happened. And then I was like, oh, you know, he's probably, you know, people are going to look at it and be like, oh, it makes sense, or not even look at it at all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I get a notification saying, Gary Vee just liked your tweet. And I'm like, what the hell?
Hi guys, I don't know Gary Vee. I'm not trying to promote him like we're anybody, but Gary Vee is a very inspirational person. He's not just any motivational speaker that you've listened to. He is the motivational speaker that you'll be listening to for now and forever. He may live. Okay, like what was one of his really good stories? One of his most famous stories is him and his father's wine business and how he went that from $1 million business to like a $60 million business.
It went from a $3,000 business to like a $4 million business.
Oh, okay.
After a few years, yeah. I mean, but. You know, he
popped off real quick.
He started from the ground up and, you know, he just worked, you know, his work his butt off and, you know, everybody sees that. And then, you know, as a, you know, watch every business owner, like, I mean, especially with your brother.
Yes.
And especially with my dad and everything like that, you know, going from the bottom and then just building building their own house from there one by one. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, watching that, seeing that, it's like, you know, oh. I could do that one day, you know. Yeah, it could be me.
Y'all want a double whammy on who we get our inspiration from? I would go watch Joe Rogan on his interview with Gary Vee.
Mm-hmm.
Double whammy, like mm-hmm. two big people that me and Dom really look up to. So
yeah.
I would pop it up on YouTube. Joe Rogan experience, the Joe Rogan experience,
mm-hmm.
yeah, on YouTube. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should look it up.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so. You know, this is the reason why that I started doing this is because of Gary Vee, because during the coronavirus,
okay.
he was telling everybody, start a podcast, start this, that. Yeah, and I was like, man, I always wanted to start a podcast. And here we are today. Here we are. So got all that way. Kind of want to discuss about what's going to happen with our, you know, our project.
Guys, you've probably seen this set up before on mm-hmm. YouTube channels and stuff like that, but we're doing a mixture of like things that we've, you know, encountered in our lives and learned to love and learned and have experience on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can look up a YouTube channels and you'll see this set up, you know, two guys, you know, talking, laughing and stuff like that. If you haven't checked out Hot Ones is a really cool interview podcast. It mainly focuses on the interview, and they're pulling pretty big people in the interviews. Like, I know one of my favorite episodes was the one with David Dobrik, because David Dobrik does not know how to eat a hot wing. And so the whole point of the podcast, the interview and the video is 10 questions and they'll go on and talk about it. But right before the question, they will eat a hot wing, going from the most mildest hot wing to the most spiciest hot wing ever. And it is funny to watch. Also, Gary Vee took that interview.
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
he was a champ, dog. He didn't like sputter. He didn't turn red.
He just he ate the bone marrow of it, too. So it's like,
You ever seen that meme? Oh, you know that actor?
Abella?
The one that turned to meme.
Yeah, he's.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's where that comes from, bro. That shit is funny. I forgot his name, though. But yeah.
Iridels Abella, I think there that's his name.
Okay. But yeah. So we're going to be putting some of the hot ones ideal, but not wings, of course. We're going to be putting the hot ones and then this setup that you see here, smash them together, and we're going to be calling it
Groundhouse.
And
that's all. Guess. That's all Matthew's idea, by the way. I did not make any of this idea.
if you listen to one of our podcasts, at least on my episode,
eight. You're right.
Okay, cool. So, well, me and Dom are experienced baristas. Like, we are heavily in the coffee business and sphere with my older brother Nick Grazafi. We are both like we've been working there for how long did you work there?
I worked there for almost 3 years.
Okay, and I've worked there a little over four. Mm-hmm. And so we're taking about the Groundhouse, and we're gonna take the simplest, most sugariest coffee and start there, mm-hmm. and then move on to the biggest, blackest, like disgusting coffee. Like, we're thinking about going from, like, latte with sugar all the way to espresso, black, straight, no sugar, no milk, no nothing.
And I know a lot of people can't handle it because I talked to...
You still can't handle it.
Yeah, I still can't handle it. But at the same time, you know, I talked to Alonzo. I was like, you know, I could do it. I told him, I said, I could do it, but I don't know about you. He's like, yeah, no, I can't take the coffee. I can't take straight up espresso. He said, I'll be fine with the beginning. I said, well, that's the point. But yeah, no, that's gonna be a new project coming up, and that's when we start moving in, right?
That's when we're gonna start moving in, is the start of Groundhouse, because we're gonna be able to have a setup, and that's gonna be a pinpoint to have a big machine, mm-hmm. in the kitchen that we're probably gonna use, space wise. Well, yeah. We'll use the kitchen, but space wise, we won't mind espresso machine being there. Mm-hmm. Fernando worked for Grazafi, I worked, and so did Dom.
Yeah,
so we'll all have experience on the machine and mm-hmm. probably most likely use it all the time. Yeah, so we'll probably. Mm-hmm. Most likely split that three ways. If not, we'll figure something out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it for the podcast update. Yeah, it's pretty much it. So I kind of want to get into what you know first before we get into the other topics that you don't know, and that I want to get your raw reaction with it is, you know, the Travis Scott documentary.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched the Travis Scott documentary on Netflix, it's freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like being a Houston kid, you mm-hmm. know, growing up in Houston, and then just seeing that like raw energy he puts out on like on a documentary, like obviously he made the documentary, but like his concerts and all those videos that they see are out there is like amazing, you know. Right now, to just give you a little time frame of where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott burger just dropped. So what?
Yeah.
2 or 3 days ago. I had it. It was okay. I don't know what the hype was about. I mean,
it's just because it has Travis Scott on the name of it.
True.
And plus, I think you get a toy from it, right?
I
think it's a limited time or something like that. But that's
a day after, but
something like that. I've heard a lot of things from it.
That burger.
Yeah.
For $6. The meal is $6. It's kind of pricey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's simple burger, because like, I mean, think about it, you could do the same thing,
yeah,
just by just, you know, ordering it.
Yeah.
The way it is, like I think he said, like he put a quarter pounder and then he puts all the like all the other extra stuff, and he was like, you can just actually just walk up to McDonald's and say, that's what I want.
I haven't seen the little McDonald's trailer. I was thinking about pulling it up, but you can go watch it yourself. It's pretty funny. He's the toy.
Yeah, that he always
was in, like that he has on his rodeo album.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2016. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the documentary, it's very, very inspirational, especially if you're from Houston. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you see like him driving down the streets. I saw him driving down next to George R. Brown and, you know, being a caterer and like me going all over downtown. I drove down that street.
Yeah.
And you wanted to see a scene. You wanted to pull up a scene.
Yeah, I actually, the reason why that I kind of got interested in the Travis Scott documentary is because at one time I was looking at Instagram and I saw the Grammy
nomination. Reaction, that's right.
The Grammy, reaction. I kind of wanted to see that. And I liked watching it. Even though, you know, the way he reacted is the way a lot of humble people reacts. You know, I didn't get it. So guess what? He's walking out pissed, but at the same time, you know, he's going to go back out there and just put in that work. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. I think mm-hmm. it's the first one. It says Travis Scott Grammys. Yeah, the 1 minute and 21 second one. Yeah, that's it. So we're gonna pause for the podcast for a few seconds.
So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I would have to say, like, my first reaction was like, oh yeah, congrats Cardi B, but damn.
yeah, it's, for people at Houston, we always want, you know, we're never the winningest city in anything.
Yeah, mention what happened the other day. you want to continue what we're talking about?
We're going to continue, but we'll talk about that. But, you know, we never really have our way in Houston. Everybody else, you know, they probably got something here and there. And it's just like, you know, the only hope that we had was we wanted Travis Scott to win. And you can see that. Yeah. I'm not a fan of them anyways. But, you know, we wanted to see Travis Scott to win. But he couldn't even get that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like.
The way I looked at it, if you look further into the documentary, forgot who talked to him. He's either was Drake or man, I forgot who talked to him, but might have been his dad.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, I mean, Travis grew up with some really good parents. I mean, if that doesn't inspire anybody, I'm like, that's amazing. And he grew up with really good parents and that loved him and mm-hmm. raised them correctly. I mean, like, you know. But I remember like Drake was telling me, you know, hold on to this moment. You know, that week when he was going to the Grammys, he also threw Stormy a party, like a huge ass party in New York, I think. And also, we hate Kylie. Yeah. Man, broke his heart, dog. Yeah. Jeez. But that was a big year, big like couple months for him. That January, February, when he like, you know. Was gonna go to the Grammys, and obviously Astroworld, him dropping that was the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. It kind of like there's like a little stereotype. I don't know if it's a stereotype or just naturally Houston is just bad luck for just what we are. I mean, everything. Like I think everybody hates the fans because how supportive we are to Houston. Like they like we're like compared to Philadelphia, compared to, you know, all the big cities, and we're just so much supportive of Houston. Anybody that comes out of Houston, boom. Like I think the only city
Jake
that's
came out of Houston, by the way.
Yeah, the only thing that's like compared to Houston is New York. and like everybody supports everybody from New York, and then everybody support, you know.
The way I look at it, it's like we may not be the biggest city, you know, with all the flashy lights and like the amazing, like high intense atmosphere. But that's the part that we like too, you know. I mean, this is still Texas. This is still space and cowboy gunslinging. Like, it's still that. At some point, Houston may be the least of that, but we're the most compared to the rest of the country. And I mean, like that culture, that Texas culture, is still like prevalent and relevant, like into like, you know, to Houston especially.
Yeah.
And but yeah, like you were saying, when we, you know, have people come out of Houston and we like push them forward. I mean, that's what we do though. Like, that's Houston.
Yeah. Like somebody like, I mean, my favorite artist, I mean, we've discussed this about this in episode 12, Aaron May. I mean, he's from A-Leaf, you know, Texas. And, but no one knows him, but everybody in like Houston, like, oh yeah, I know that dude. We're like, he went through like, what is it? 7.3 million in one of his songs. Like, you know, that's, and everybody is happy for him because that man is from Houston, so, and we're all like.
In one of his songs, I think you showed me him, right?
Yeah.
Songs, he said, "Oh, everyone keeps saying that I sound like Drake." Do you remember that? Was that him or that somebody else?
No, I think it was somebody else. Okay, I think it was. I can't remember right now, at the top of my head right now, but no, like, but for Aaron May, I mean, the man's still working right now. He's still, you know, dropping an album. Aaron May, come on now. But he's working, he's doing what he needs to do and everything like that. But you know, that's good that he's focusing on the music itself, because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just sees it as, I want to post that music right now. I want to do it right away. I mean, as I explained it at episode 12, you know, that same effect that when people keep posting music every single week or every single month, it either tires them out or just like, you know, just like, I guess, drains everything.
It drowns the viewers. That, what I've learned that happens is that when you put out a lot of content, it could either be a good thing or a bad thing. So, like, I mean, we look at platforms like TikTok and stuff like that. They're so consumer centered that you know, putting out so much content is not a bad thing, because if the consumer watches you and they stay on your page, that means they want to keep watching you, and they want to see every single video that you put out, and it's not such a bad thing to that specific person. But if someone scrolls past you and they see one thing and they don't like it, it's not a problem. But the more you put out, the more viewers you're gonna be. But that's the TikTok thing.
Yeah,
because that's like Spotify and putting out music.
Oh man, no, you have to take your time. Now the thing is with Spotify or SoundCloud rappers, they have to post it to keep be relevant, to show that they're skillful, that they can still post out good music in a consistent rate.
Okay.
But then as soon as like, let's say, I mean, as soon as you hit a certain thing, like, you can kind of like just kind of slow down and be yourself type of situation. Because I mean, you think about it, I mean, you look at all the era of mumble rap.
Okay.
It was a short period of time of mumble rap. I think it was like 2012 to 2014, or 2016, somewhere like that. And they would just post music constantly. But they had a great beat, so they were able to do it constantly, but no one cared about the lyrics. Now, since that ended, because everybody started getting bored of it, because they want to listen to something that has some sort of substance, you started seeing some rappers like NBA YoungBoy, which I personally do not like, as I said in episode 12. you know, Rod Wave, or, you know, like all the new rappers now that's been big, you know, we can even throw it in Roddy Ricch, because I mean, he's doing better than what I think with Lil Pump is doing. So, you know, so that's, I mean, for rap to be actually kind of just being at this constant rate, I mean, look at J. Cole. He hasn't released music in 2 years now. Since 2018, but he still is considered one of the GOATs.
Well, I mean, what about Kendrick?
Kendrick, 3 years, 4 years.
Three, 4 years. Damn, took it all.
Yeah. 2017. Yeah, Dam was 2017. So it, 3 years.
Unfortunately, aged well. What yeah. I mean, if you know the context of Dam and what it talks about, it unfortunately aged well.
Mm-hmm.
And that music is still relevant today.
Yeah.
And it is the best music I have.
And the only person that I could think of that could do constant hits and make great music is Drake.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, I mean, Drake is good, but I don't think, I mean, he's not relatable. That's as Alonzo said to me at one point. He's like, yeah, Drake is not relatable, but he makes good music.
That's true, because like when you think about Drake and like and then you like put him up against like Kendrick, I view Drake more on the pop side than I view him as like a rapper. Like,
yeah, I see that. I see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, that's I think that's pretty much it for the music, really.
To get to that topic.
Where did we come from? Yeah, we just went. We just went.
We talked about the Travis Scott documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I mean, local music. We pretty much covered that one. I think that. And then I can't think of any other local artists that I could think of. But
go hit up Bo Bundy. He comes out of Pasadena. That's where I'm from. So
yeah,
well. I mean, he's a Hispanic artist. So, yeah, he's pretty lit. Who's the guy that comes out of Tech City?
Peso.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything from him, but
hey, I remember you called me one time. He's like, yeah, you're talking about your artist, right? And you
came out to be like the second best,
and then
Peso was the first one.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, we have, you know, Peso is like considered one of the best like Latino rappers in Texas, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know who's number one? He's like, who? I said, he came from Texas City. His name is Peso Peso.
Yeah,
and he's like,
no, I knew. Yeah.
He's like, no way.
I didn't know him, yeah. But I remembered. Yeah, yeah. But Bo Bundy, he's coming out passing me. Well, I'm going to play a video because, like, he gets down, guys. Like, I mean, y'all gotta see this. If you had to hear him, he's like, Dom just said, you don't understand anything. Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's fine, though. I mean,
he looks hard as fuck.
No, he right? does, though. He looks like he's about to shoot me right now.
Dude, Bo Bunny go pretty hard, guys. You gotta check him out. Local artist.
Yeah, but, you know, we propelled him because that's Houston. That's what Texas
guys,
is, man.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, we're sitting here with the podcast with, you know, what I would, you know, very safely say minimum viewership. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, spread out as much as we could be, you know, but we'll always try to get somebody up there. Mm-hmm. That's very local. So yeah. That's a Houston thing.
Yeah.
H-Town till I drown. That's the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a shirt idea for it.
Oh yeah.
Hear about it?
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, y'all don't take this shit. All right. Hey, I'm looking at you, kid, who's waiting for his multi-$1 million. So this was so I'm thinking it's gonna be the space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
This is a shirt idea, so I want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all been, if you're from Houston, you probably have seen on Twitter the Welcome to Houston sweaters and shorts and stuff. That guy went from, you know, selling a few to now he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And it only took a couple months.
Yeah.
And I followed him and I was DMing him at one point until he got too big. But yeah, we're gonna take a short little break.
I got a reverb on, not reverb. I redid the ad now, so you're gonna hear my voice in this beautiful mic that I have here. So, all right, we'll be right back. That was our ad from Anchor. Did y'all like my voice on that one? I mean, you probably would have heard it right now.
I heard it, but hopefully. I don't know what we're gonna do about the video because the video was kept rolling, but
so we're probably gonna edit this or something like that. But you know, we're dancing right now because
okay,
we're retarded.
Back to my shirt idea.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what it is, and y'all gotta picture like get really thinking. Oh no!
I was gonna.
No, this is like for a split second, I thought that would be okay because this is a podcast, but now we have video. Y'all are never gonna see my hair. I don't give a. I don't care. Can we cussing, right? I don't give a fuck. Okay? Yo, y'all never ever gonna see my hairline. It ain't happening, right?
It ain't happening.
Italian, I got the.
I was trying to put the thinking cap on so I understand, but you know. But go ahead. Oh, okay. No. Chill out, man.
Okay, so here's the idea. So I'm thinking space shuttle, right? Space shuttle is going to be angled. It's going to go like this, like right across. The space shuttle is going to wear a cowboy hat, right?
Okay.
And then on its back, like on the top, is going to be a saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know who's going to be riding it, but it'd be really fucking cool if Travis wrote it.
Right? Yeah, that would be.
Right? And it was just like, right? Travis wrote it. And then on the side, they'll have like a bunch of stickers, right? So there's two slogans that I take dear to my heart, which is also like, be someone, if you know where that is.
Oh, man. That's
be someone.
Yeah.
It's like Houston heart. If you know, if you're from Houston, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And be someone, and then H-Town so I drown, because that's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, we be drowning because of the fucking hurricanes and shit. This is renovated. It's all pretty and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we fucking drown. We got some FEMA money, so yeah, we all Gucci now.
Oh, yeah.
But so it's going to have those two slogans, and it's going to have our current like logos for our sports team. So Astros, Rockets, and Texans, and it's going to be on the side. And then the exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. The exhaust of the space shuttle is going to be the old logos.
Hello?
Hey, where you at?
I'm still doing the podcast right now.
Do what?
I'm still doing the podcast right now. What's up? Why?
We're over here off of El Dorado.
What happened?
I know, since Xander's ready and we're over here by off of El Dorado.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Where you at? Oh, you in Houston or what?
Yeah, I'm in Houston. About like the same way you're at.
All right.
Bye.
So what are we answering calls now?
Yeah. But yeah, that was my dad, by the way, for everybody that was listening. He's gonna hear this in the podcast now, and he's gonna be like, oh, that was my voice. No.
I've heard like if you put your hands like on the,
I feel like
on the bones right
here. Yeah.
And you start talking.
Yeah.
That's how your voice actually sounds, because you can't hear your own reverb.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all try this. Come on.
Now we look. Yes. Now we look retarded. Yes. Now.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, go and talk and be like, blah, blah, blah. That's how you sound in real life, because you can't hear your own music.
Well then.
Yeah, your brain like does something. But and the exhaust of the shuttle, the space shuttle.
Okay.
It's gonna be all the old Houston logos: Rockets, Astros, Oilers. Yeah. Maybe like 45 Colts, and it'll be coming out like spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously your shirt doesn't move, so I'll be like that.
Yeah.
And then like there's gonna be like either a double cup, white cup with like purple lean in it, or or like a water bottle.
Which, if you actually check out the old Loud House when we're in SoundCloud at one point.
Oh, I think I've seen it.
We have a space dude, right, reaching for a lean cup.
Can I pull it up?
I think so. SoundCloud, yeah, it's Loud House. We only had 3 episodes until they say, oh yeah, you have to have a subscription for you to keep going. And I'm like, well, we gotta find some other.
Oh, keep talking.
But yeah, no, so we created that idea because at that time we didn't have anything to where we can how to say this, we didn't have a logo or anything to show for our podcast at that time, like a cover art. And but you know, so we just yeah. Oh, I can't wait, man. Oh, wait, hold on. Start a free trial. Start a free trial, Matthew. Now, actually, some of the episodes, I mean, episode 1 through 3 is still on the Anchor, on Anchor app, on the Spotify, on the Apple Podcasts, and everything like that. But, you know, other than that, that's pretty much it.
Where's the guy holding out for Colleen? Or do I need to search something else up?
You might, you know what? It might be something else. Let me check my phone because I think I had a certain way, mm-hmm. like, because I try to be different.
Yeah.
I'd like, so maybe I all capsed it and now no space into it, or I don't know what I did. I think you might put in podcast. You have to probably put in podcast because I always put in podcast at the end. Yeah, we gotta be. There it is.
Where's the, oh, is that it?
That's it right there.
Hey, y'all, look at this shit. You got the purple lean.
Yep, right in the back after you dropped it, and then he's reaching for the golden mic. That was our brand idea right there. I don't know. But we thought of space, you know, Houston space,
yeah.
All that stuff, but, you know. That was pretty hilarious, but that was our original idea. And at that time, actually, when we did our podcast, we did it all on a phone in a room with the what is it called, dining, like a those trays.
Okay.
The trays that you're able to carry around with you and eat and all that stuff. Okay, yeah. And we would set that there, and then we put music right. We have like a cup. Put my phone in it, and we put somebody else's phone in it, and we play music on that phone, and then record my podcast on the other phone.
You play music to like record it on the phone?
Yeah, so you can hear the music.
we ain't about that either, okay? We on some good shit now. Wi-Fi play whatever. We'll pick it up.
But we had it at that time. We were doing free copyrighted music for YouTube and everything like that. Because I keep telling everybody, don't do it so we don't get copyrighted. But then.
If it's like, what is it, 10 seconds? And then, like, I mean, if you have, like, audio over it.
Yeah, I mean, you're fine. Yeah, but at the same time, you know, that's what I was saying. And that's what we did. We went through the whole entire thing. And it, at that time, the way I, you know, way I sound. At the beginning, horrible.
See, I don't say horrible. Who says horrible? You say horrible?
Texas City people, I guess.
We
actually say the R. Horrible.
Okay, because everybody knows that the right way to say it's horrible.
Horrible. It's stupid. Horrible.
That is stupid. There's half of people on my like, that fucking video that say, yeah, that's right. That's horrible.
That's horrible. Okay, I can't even say, I say horrible. It's horrible. Oh, so it's probably.
That's all you got.
All right, I think that's been 10 seconds, sir. Yeah, you do. Speaking of. What? No. Speaking of that artist, you know, I don't like that type of style, right? But
I mean, it's old.
Yeah, but you want to know something, right? What? My uncle, which I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to be related. I don't want to be, you know, saying his name. I don't want to affiliate with him. He was actually best friends with him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was there when they actually made his nickname. Like, he was there. When they the reason why they called him DJ Screw is because he screwed up a mixtape, right? But then they put it in and he's like, oh shit, this actually sounds nice. So that, yeah, they, he was there.
It's like a slower vibe, kind of. I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. So that's a very interesting fact in there. And then we have other things like my second, third cousin or something. I don't know. Was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. At one point of the starting quarterback. So it's like, yeah, you know, cool.
Way over there.
It's way over there. which I don't want to be affiliated with at all. But anyways, so I think that's pretty much, well, I think that's all for music. We went into music today.
Yeah, we did.
So I wanted to get your reaction because you kind of know about MMA. You kind of don't. It's not that much.
I mean, I like MMA. So I sit down, I pay for the pay-per-view, and I watch people beat the shit. Yeah, I love it. But yeah. I'm not so into it to know, like, the stats, all that stuff. But so today our plan is to – Dom's going to guide me, and we're going to go and watch a couple videos on – two people who are going to be fighting pretty soon.
September 19th, it's Tyron Woodley versus Colby Covington. And then I want to also get him – I mean, everybody knows. I think everybody knows who I'm a fan of in UFC is Israel Adesanya, of course. I kind of want to get your reaction to the promo of Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa.
You
want to
do that first?
Oh, I want to do that last. I want to hear that reaction. We're going to go ahead – we're going to go ahead and talk about Colby Covington and Tyron Woodley. You might as well pull it up. Some of the stuff. Colby Covington versus Tyron Woodley. That's C. It's a C. There you go. Oh, it's a Y. It's a Y. No. Go back. Yeah. Damn. Let me write it down for you.
Dog, just type it in.
Oh, okay.
Colby. Kobe.
Covington, right there. You see,
Covington.
Covington.
I tell you what, baby. Texas sheep, them the hatters. Them the hatters. Then talk. Okay,
what were we looking at? Highlights. Yeah, go ahead and search up the 2020 highlights. Turn it down so they can at least hear reactions to it. So, yeah, so the man is controversial, like, big, talking about...
Where's the MAGA? Oh, shit.
So,
oh,
he's...
Guys, I'm not wearing MAGA. That's bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum shit cold. Yeah.
So, but he's a good fighter, but it's just very controversial fighter. A lot of people do not like him and everything. Like, he's American Top Team. Which is the top prestige, except for if you work with Greg Jackson. That's the only person that, that's really top tier. But American Top Team, top tier. But yeah, I mean, the man destroys you when he wrestles.
When he wrestles, wrestling is his thing.
Wrestling is a thing, yeah. And he has a weird type of style when he throws punches. So like you'll see it when it comes up to it, like when it comes down to it. He just when he fights, it's just a weird type of style that not a lot of people could capture, except for I think when he fought Kamaru Usman. So with the way he fights is like you think he's gonna take you down, but he's not.
Yeah.
He throws that overhook and knocks you out. And then he just catches you off guard.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that with Kamaru Usman, which everybody does not like Kamaru Usman, but I really like Kamaru Usman because he does get the job done. He's like the black version of George St. Pierre. Not that exciting fighter, but he'll get the job done. He'll Damian Maia, he knew he's not supposed to go on the ground because if he goes against Damian Maia on the ground, he's getting submitted. See, he's just taking down the takedowns and he's just beating him up. Just beating him up.
Yeah. Oh, no way. guys, you're not watching it. I'm so stupid. You're watching it now. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
This is, if you're on the podcast, You didn't have a problem, but the thing, guys. Okay, sorry, guys. Here, now you're watching it. Just to go back, we're going to go back a little bit. Show where he's, like, beating the shit out of that guy. And he's bloody cool and everything. There it is. Yeah.
Well, the man. Beat
Dexter
up.
Constant, 18 or older.
Damian, he beat up Damian Maia, and it was, it was insane.
Guys, blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Apple.
Apple. He has to make sure he's.
I hate Apple products, but I respect the cloud.
Okay, and then I guess we can go ahead and search up Tyron Woodley as well. Tyron Woodley is a very he is also a wrestler, but he mainly has that the right hand, like you know who Dante Wilder is? No, he's the boxer, you know, I think everybody would know who Tyron Woodley. But I think everybody knows he can't fight in his back foot, but he has the right hand of God to save him. Yeah, the man, he has like the second. But he's like, but he has like the second strongest punch in the world. The first person is Francis Ngannou, and he's in UFC. He's a welterweight. He's a welterweight. A welterweight.
This dude is big, but he is fat.
Oh yeah, and he is extremely explosive. That's the one thing that they boop boop. God. Yeah. That's against Josh Koscheck, which he was a really good fighter. He got into the man murders people. But he's very technical though. He's very technical. That's the crazy part about him. He throws with everything he has, but he's just technical. He's very technical too. He doesn't take massive hits. He doesn't do anything like that. Carlos Condit.
What? Did you see this shit?
What?
They got that guy.
Yeah, Carlos Condit. Which he's
how good is that? How
good is he? Tyron Woodley?
Is this a safe fight?
What do you mean?
This guy versus that guy.
That's actually a really good matchup.
Really?
Yeah, Carlos Condit is he's really he's 6 foot.
Oh, okay.
At welterweight. He's 5'9". 5'11". Carlos Conde is like a very technical fighter, and he has weird techniques. But he took it. He took that though. But that's what Carlos Conde is.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, he's that type. Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
That's some McGregor shit.
No,
I don't know. That's all I know.
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
That's it. Damn.
Yeah. Robbie Lawler, he was a champion at this time. They're both the same fighter. It's the same type of fighter, but Robbie Lawler is older. So he takes a lot of hits. Yeah, I mean, there's one where knocked him out right there. Boom. Done.
Damn.
You want to know how old is he? He looks the same like that. You wanna know how old is he?
50?
No, he's 39. Oh, okay. 40. He's about to hit 40. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, very technical fighter. And they actually tied. They actually drawed one of the games.
They
yeah, they. No, this one he did.
Shit.
He throws with the mean to kill people. You know what I'm saying? That's what he is. That's his style. That's how he fight. He all bloody up, but guess what? Stephen Thompson. You see those two the second round and third round, how they did not show that? Oh wait, I think I don't know. They tied one time. I don't think so. It looks like he's getting his butt whooped.
It's a highlight for
him. Yeah. And then of course I think
so calm, dude.
Oh yeah, no. This is him again. Yeah. I think this is it. I think the last fight was a draw.
Okay.
I think the last fight was a draw. Both of them was beating each other up. The problem with Stephen Thompson, he keeps his hands low. And that's the only reason why that he kept getting
a lot of body to cover. He's so damn tall.
Yeah. But at the same time, he's like, you know, it's like, you know, you kind of have to have your hands up when you have against that powerful puncher. Darren Till. Oh man, poor Darren Till. Poor Darren Till. Oh, you might. He's about to get whoop.
Oh,
So
I just felt my nose cave in.
So, and then he's just throwing elbows and he's just gonna get cut and everything like that. So go ahead and let's go ahead. Now, this is when he was younger, by the way. Now he's really? Yeah.
So this is
when he was younger.
How old is he now?
He's 39 and he's going up against Kobe Covington. He is 28, 29 years old.
So when his last fights came, like
he lost 3 in a row so far, Tyron Woodley. No, 2, 3. I don't remember. But I know he lost to Gilbert Burns last fight. And then he just two. He lost to Kamaru Usman. And then he lost to, which Kamaru Usman is now a champion. And then he lost to Gilbert Burns as well. And I think,
he went up against some hard shit.
He did. He finally met the person that can beat Tyron. No, he was just beat up.
Okay.
Dead. Kamaru Usman.
Was it close or was it not?
It was a domination. He just dominated him. What Kamaru Usman did was press him into the fence and just hit him with body shots, just digging it. Kamaru Usman, yeah. Right there. You see Kamaru Usman? That's how it's spelled right there.
Kamaru versus Woodley.
This is it. And just.
We obviously don't need audio.
Yeah. But he just. Just beating him up. Like, he just. And you would think, you know, it's Tyron Woodley. He's going to use his explosive. Look. Whoo. And just. Pound and just ground and pounded him and everything like that. So that, and he's the current champion right now, Kamaru Usman. No one liked his last fight because, you know, it was against Jorge Masvidal, which is the fan favorite, what everybody's fan favorite with, you know, Jorge Masvidal. But what he did the same thing to, you know, what he did to Tyron Woodley. Press up the fence, just kept pounding him in the stomach, stomping on his feet, and just keep throwing elbows and just. No. Kamaru Usman and Kobe has fought before. Kamaru by knockout.
By knockout?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're looking at both of those fights. Woodley didn't get KO'd.
Mm-hmm.
Took the shots.
Yeah. And well, no. Kamaru Usman actually stand and bang with Kobe Covington. He didn't press him in the fence. He actually did a whole kickbox, like did a kickboxing fight the whole entire time. Yeah. So, it was a pretty intense fight. He broke his jaw. I think he broke his jaw in the third round. Kamaru Usman, yeah, broke his jaw in the third round, everything like that. So, but yeah, no. So, you watched those highlights. You saw what they both did. Now I want to know who you're going to pick for September 19th.
Jeez. Okay, so, sorry, by what you told me, right?
Okay.
You got Tyron Woodley on a 3 or 2 game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
Match losing streak. He's kind of older now. Than what I was looking at right there.
And the last time that the last fight that Kobe Covington had was against Kamaru Usman, so that was the last loss.
And he got KO'd,
mm-hmm.
which is
or a referee stoppage. He was still awake, but he was like getting
he was a little gone.
Okay,
so. But Woodley, for what I've seen, hasn't been close to like a KO where he was like on the ground. Like
yeah, but he was just getting getting dominant.
Okay.
You're getting tired.
That happens, yeah.
But also, I also got to put you in your mind, MMA math does not work. I mean, like, you know, you think about it, like Astros face off, I don't know, what's a horrible team in MLB?
Like A's.
Yeah,
fuck the A's.
You know that the Astros are going to win against them, right?
Yeah.
You just know, right?
A's are actually pretty good this year.
But, like, you think about the worst team in the MLB and then the Astros face them off. You know the Astros are going to win.
Sometimes they don't, which is weird.
But it happens. But in MMA, it's like, okay. Tyron Woodley beats Kobe Covington. Okay. Well, no, let's say. Kamaru Usman beats Tyron Woodley, right? But then Kamaru Usman also beats Kobe Covington. he knocks out Kobe Covington and Tyron Woodley didn't get knocked out. But that doesn't mean that Kobe Covington can come in and knock out Tyron Woodley.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking Tyron breaks a streak with Kobe.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going Tyron.
You're
going
to go Tyron? Yeah. I think that so.
He is explosive as fuck.
The reason why that he hasn't been good ever since is because he wasn't had that mindset that he was good. He wasn't confident in his skills anymore. And now he just recently just like posted videos saying, you know, he looks confident now. He looks like he's an animal like he used to be when he was a welterweight champion. And because his confidence diminished when Kamaru Usman just dominated him in that one round. So, you know, that was the reason why he, you know, Tyron Woodley is the way he is right now. So you're going to say Tyron Woodley. I'm going to say Tyron Woodley as well.
I mean, he looks explosive, but he also looks very strong. I mean, he's like slamming people, and like mm-hmm. he looks strong as fuck. You mm-hmm. know, what, second hardest hit or second hardest punch?
No, that was Dante Wilder. But Tyron Woodley is a very strong welterweight in
Kobe is what mostly
wrestling and weird techniques.
I mean, you're gonna have to subdue that big of a like that explosive and strong of a guy. You know,
I mean, you can look up Gilbert Burns. You can might as well look that up because this is the last fight that Tyron Woodley had, and I was actually cheering for Gilbert Burns because I knew he was a better fighter. Okay. And but you can see that Tyron Woodley wasn't confident in his. You can go ahead and go to UFC Fight Night, right there. It's a full fight or something. Hold up.
11:28.
Yeah. Oh. Hello? Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh?
You at work?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're not out. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You ordered food, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's out here still.
Put it inside, please. Thank you.
I can't, because...
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't come inside, huh?
Yeah, I got no key.
Okay. All right.
Just eat it.
So, when'd you order these?
Huh?
When'd you order that?
Before Matthew picked me up.
Oh, so it was just sitting there?
Yeah.
For like since 7?
No, we haven't been there that long. We haven't been here that long. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we're just answering calls now. Oh, snap. Vikings and the Dalvin Cook agree on a 5-year, $62.5 million extension. I am going to be talking to Matthew Ibera after this, after we do their podcast today. So that's good. But yeah, Gilbert Burns, he's going to go fight Tyron Woodley. No, not Tyron Woodley. He's going to go fight Kamaru Usman. He's already dominating him on the top position, which he's a black Brazilian jiu-jitsu in Brazil. So, like, you know, that's, you know, he's good. He's really good at submitting people.
Was Tyron, like, successful getting out of it? Or?
I think they stand up after this. You could probably fast forward it a little bit into it. It's 11 minutes long.
See, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. And but just do what Kamaru Usman did, just back him up into the freaking fence. Not let him use his explosiveness and just be technical, and just beat him with your skills. And just like he just keeps cutting him off, and then just throws that. Oh, that was deadly. To be honest with you. Gilbert Burns is a great fighter too. Great boxer. He's a boxer and a Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So, you know, he blocked that one a little bit. But he just kept backing him in the fence. And it looked like it was a block. Because, you know, if Tyron Woodley hit you in the chin, that's it. Yeah, we're back now. We just kind of looked at it and we're like, oh! Oh! But yeah, no, we were just discussing about, you know, what how Gilbert Burns did with everything like that against Tyron Woodley. And you just stopped recording too, huh? So, okay, so let's go ahead and that's his last fight and everything like that. And that's what I wanted the reaction from you. But there was other reaction that I wanted you to see the promo, right? I don't know if we're gonna get copyrighted.
So we agreed Tyron.
We both agreed Tyron Woodley.
Yeah. MAGA
in the face. So the next one that I want him to see, that I want him to show, is Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa. And I my favorite fighter is Israel Adesanya because he reminds me of Anderson Silva. And when I was a kid, that's what it reminds me of. No. Go down. I think you should. Yeah, I'll just put in promo. They already did one for the UFC. Like, the UFC already, like, did a promo. Okay. Is that for UFC? No, that's something else. It should be...
253, look ahead.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, we got a little ad. I don't want to see that. Oh, it's not an ad. Oh. That's not. You can play the sound if you want with it.
I have the sound low, so the sound's going to be high for y'all, but the sound's going to be low for me, so it doesn't pull up on the mic too much.
I can't wait for this fight, bro. You don't understand, man. Israel is a very technical striker, and Paulo Costa is a brawler, really. Everybody makes fun of Israel about his skinniness, and then everybody makes fun of Paulo Costa because he hasn't got drug tested yet. And they're saying that he's probably on steroids. Mm. There's a lot of claims, but the man is powerful. The man, here you go, see, there you go. Look at those hammer fists. That is attention to kill somebody. Yeah, the man. My punches. Skinny ribs. But yeah, the man will, he'll kill you with the punch. He's powerful, man. The man.
Yeah.
That's the champion. That used to have been a former champion. Now he's the champion. Anderson Silva, one of my favorite fighters when I was growing up. Kevin Gastelum. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, got him with that back elbow.
Yeah. Sorry for the no audio for the podcast, but we're just watching it. Yeah, he is powerful, but then you got Israel that is a very technical striker. He doesn't need power to. He just taps you. He keeps hitting you in the chin. You will go down. He has that cardio. Yeah. And like the way he is, he's going to tire you out type of situation. He's going to keep punching you until you just look like you just don't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I don't know if you want to watch any more videos just in case you want to make a pick. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to, that'd probably be if you. You have no idea.
I had to do a little bit more research. But, I mean, that's really
cool. I think everybody knows who I'm gonna pick, and I think I already discussed this. I already said it, Israel, but I said fourth round knockout.
Fourth round knockout.
Mm-hmm.
That's bold.
Yeah.
He's able to take down that guy. Damn. So Israel's just taller.
6'3" at a middleweight at 185 pounds.
He got a lot of reach, huh?
80-inch reach. So he can hit you from distance.
Yeah.
And Paulo Costa is 6 foot, 185 pounds, and he has a 72-inch reach. Damn. So.
Just thinking of, I mean, I know we're not supposed to do MMA, like, you know, stats and numbers and shit, but, mm-hmm. like, I mean, that sounds like Israel.
The average reach advantage for, or not reach advantage, the average reach in for the middleweight is 73 inches, and he's 80. John Jones is like 84 inches in light heavyweight, and he's in light heavyweight, and the average reach on that is 76, close to 80 inches, and John Jones just 84 inches, and just sit there, just 6'5", Israel is 6'3", 6'4", somewhere around that area. So yeah, so the, it's
and
just
Israel being so fast, I mean,
The thing is that a lot of people has been questioning, and I always question is, one, if Paulo Costa gets a hold of Israel, that's it, right? Because Paulo Costa is
on the ground.
He's Black Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Brazil because he's from Brazil as well. But then Israel is also he's blue belt Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as well. So when they go to the ground, it's going to be a war as well. But not entirely, because I don't see, it's hard to take down Israel. Okay. He has like, I think he's a high person. He think he is like the second or third highest takedown defense in UFC history.
Wow. Okay.
So he's up there. But with Paulo, if he comes at you and he punches you, he catches that chin. That's it. Right. And that's it. But I'm not too worried about him. Israel, I mean, the reason why that I kind of pick Israel, other fighters, I probably would be like, I don't know. But with Paulo Costa, I'm like, no, I know Israel could win because the experience. Because Israel has like 100 fights under his belt. Okay. But he is 19-0 right now in UFC.
Okay.
Or MMA. Okay. He was 75-5 in, yeah, he was 75-5 in kickboxing. He was 5-2 in boxing, in New Zealand boxing, and it's professional boxing really still. But he has over 100 fights in his career, so he's been through these type of fighters before. Paulo Costa only has 13, and he's fighting a very experienced, very high fight IQ type of fighter that he's never fought. But then when I always say it from both sides, Paulo Costa, the man, you can't knock him down. You can't knock him out.
Yeah.
He has a chin. The only person that was able to knock him down was Uriah Hall, but it was with a stiff right jab, which Uriah Hall, they say they compared to Israel Adesanya. But he's mentally weaker than Israel Adesanya, because as soon as he just kept hitting with jabs, but he didn't follow through with what other moves with the jabs. Just kept hitting him with the jab. And then he caught him one time, and then he fell and dropped him. But then after that, Paulo Costa just broke him mentally and just knocked him out. So, but yeah, that's – I'm just getting calls after calls after calls. But so that – I mean, I say, you know, of course, Israel, but I don't know about you. I don't think you can make a decision yet. With the fights, you might decide.
Just, I guess it's mainly by chance too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's by chance, because like if Apollo takes down Israel for like a split second and like puts his arm around him, like mm-hmm. a good hold, mm-hmm. that might be it for Israel. Because I mean, you got so much power and mm-hmm. so much strength from Apollo. Like,
but Apollo does not want to take him down the ground.
Because Israel will dominate down there.
No, it's weird. It's weird because he said he wants to fight him.
Oh, got it.
Like standing up. Because that's the type of fighter you might have to, yeah. He's that type of fighter to just be standing up and start throwing bombs. He's not that type of person to, you know, go on the ground and beat you from the ground. That's what Paulo Costa, and it's very personal to Paulo Costa. I don't know. I mean, there's some.
Like, if he just happens to stay following the guy, he just gets back up. Or...
No. So what it is like, if they see each other, they're gonna fight.
Okay.
No matter if there is an octagon or not.
Shit.
Paulo Costa hates Israel Adesanya, and Israel Adesanya sees it as half business and half this is personal to me. Because, like, every time he talked crap to Paulo Costa, Paulo Costa kind of got mad. And then recently in an interview, Paulo Costa was telling them that, oh, you were running against Yoel Romero. And then Israel got mad at what he said and everything. Like, so this has been just a mental warfare this whole entire time. But, yeah. So I think that's pretty much it for MMA picks. I mean, I would give you other fighters, but we're going to go in the main ones for that. So that's Tyron Woodley, Colby Covington is happening next week, next Saturday. That's free fight. And then the Israel Adesanya and the Paulo Costa fight, that's a pay-per-view on September 26th, which I took my day off, which I bet on your brother $50 that Israel's going to win. So
yeah, really? My brother went Paulo or what?
He said Paulo because he said he just has that raw power. Israel does not have that. And I'm like, all right, bro. Whatever, dude. He loves Conor McGregor. And I'm like, I'm telling him, like, you, Israel and Conor McGregor is, like, eerily similar. And Conor McGregor is a big fan of Israel Adesanya. Like, every time Israel Adesanya wins, he's posting that on social media.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it's like they're very eerily similar. But then your brother is, you know, very, yeah, very stubborn. He's like, he's not like Conor McGregor. He doesn't do everything that Conor McGregor can do. And I'm like, I don't know, bro. But yeah, so but that's, I think that's it for MMA. I don't know what else we could talk. I mean, you want to talk about football? You want to talk about that?
I don't
know. We'll leave that to
Don's got another recording session podcast.
Oh man,
that's a good topic. If you like NFL, everything NFL, fantasy, all that shit, you go listen.
We have a lot of going on today, just in general. So we had a little stuff going on.
So
we're going to go ahead and probably just end it out from that. Matthew is going to be today. Xander is going to be today. And PETA is going to be today. And we're going to be talking about basketball with PETA. We're going to be talking about medical stuff with Xander. And then we're going to talk about football with Matthew. This episode is going to be coming out today.
Okay.
And then the other episode is going to come out other.
Yeah, so I'll be handling the video side.
Yeah.
So I'll probably get that up as soon as I can.
If you're very good at animations, then we'd be fire right here, right now.
Do it again.
That's fire right here.
Guys, there's going to be fire. You're going to be fire. Do it one more time. We'll do it again. Ready? It's gonna be double fire right there. So it's fire, and then double fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
All
right, I'm gonna do that shit. Y'all gonna see that shit. All right, we'll close it out.
Yeah.
Fire to Spot and Apple and YouTube. We're adding the third to the mix.
Yep.
We're adding YouTube. Hi, yep. YouTube.
You're probably seeing me sweating right now because I have two hoodies on.
I don't know why you live in Houston, Texas.
I don't know why either, because I want to look nice. That's the only reason why.
But guys, this is funny because, like, see, like, we're sitting down, right? And we're like, we look like the same, right? Mm-hmm. And then we stand up real quick. We stand up. You saw that difference, guys? Oh my god, that's amazing. You haven't seen us on video, so this is our voice and this is us.
Yeah.
And then you saw him standing. This boy is tall, guys. I'm just a short little dude. This boy is tall. Oh my god.
Right. That's pretty much it for our podcast. Anything you want to shout out for anything for before we go?
Shout out?
Shout out your Instagrams or anything like that or something.
Guys, I'm trying to put out more gaming content. That's kind of my arena. Mm-hmm. I like what Dom's doing. That's why I want to be here for him. And I've supported him, in the previous years, and I'm gonna support him now. So
mm-hmm.
Really like what's going on, and like I also like the video shit, and he's letting me handle that too. So that's gonna be fine. But no shout outs yet until I get famous. But
no shout outs yet. You want to put in your YouTube or your
Y'all go follow me on
I'm doing like TikTok videos. I mean, they're pretty simple and they're kind of funny if you want to watch them. Salty Beverage, as it's spelled, you know, Salty Beverage 64. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you get the joke, you get the joke. But
alrighty, we'll see y'all later.